This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. We've hit the time of year when there's enough sunshine to really swing daytime temperatures well above overnight lows. Rick, how extreme can this be in interior Alaska?
In Fairbanks, once in a while, we'll get daytime temperatures 50 degrees higher than the overnight low temperatures. And these kind of temperature ranges are quite common in the valleys of interior Alaska. At night, with the snowpack still in good shape, the surface loses heat very readily. And then when the sun comes up, with the sun getting higher and higher each day now, it's able to, one, break up that inversion, and two, actually warm the air. In January, that inversion would persist day and night because there's just not significant heating from the sun. This time of year, the sun does have power. And so by breaking up that inversion, you allow that air that's just a few hundred feet above the valley floor to get right down to the valley floor, and that's a significant fraction of the warming.
What's our largest night-to-day temperature range on record?
In recent years, the largest temperature range at the airport is 55 degrees, March 28, 2013. Going back in time, we can find some larger ones. Back in the very early days of Fairbanks, when weather observations were actually made downtown in early April 1911, there was a day with a high of 33, and that followed an overnight low of 30 below for a 63 degree temperature range.
Makes you really appreciate the power of the sun. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUEC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.